And daf ein vola med alef, it's around 8 lines from the bottom, michdei shemina leila rab shimin, damar shchite, sheina ru'uya loishmo shchite. We had in the Mishnah a memra of rab shimin, that if a person stole kochim shechayev bach yusam, Mishalem Tashlumei Dalet Vehei, because since the Bailam is Chayev Bachayusam, so we say Goyrem Lamomen Kemomen Domi, so the Kochim are considered the Mei HaBailam, so therefore Rab Shimon holds your Chayev to pay, this is considered Vagunav Mibay Saish, and you pay Mishalem Tashlumei Dalet Vehei if he shechted it. But there's a tremendous problem. If we're speaking about kochim, so when one shechts a behemoth kochim, the Gemara understood he's shechting it chutz la'zorah. The ganav would not go into the Beis HaMikdash to shecht it, so he stole it, and he's shechting it chutz la'zorah. So mechdei shamin elay Rab Shimon domar shchite she'ein ru'uya lo yishmo shchite. Is kochim nami shchite shein ruye? Kochim is a shchite shein ruye. So on this we have three terutzim. Ki osa ravdim yom rab yoichanan b'shoichet t'mimim b'bifnim l'shem bailam. We're speaking about that this kolben that had been stolen from the bailam, the ganef went and took it into the Beis HaMikdash and shechted it l'shem bailam. So what do we gain from this? So if the korban was geshochten in the Beis HaMikdash, l'shem bailam, so it's roi l'achila, it's a shchita ru'uya. So memela, that's why the ganav is chayiv dalet vehei. So the Gemara asks, but if that is the case, b'rei chosro keren l'bailam. So this is considered a hashove. That means if the bailam received the full benefit of the korban, the korban that was stolen from him was nikrav in the Beis HaMikdash, so it's considered he got paid back the gneve. His korban was nikrav. So there's no chiyuv anymore for dalet vehei. This is a hashove of the gneve. Omar Rav Yitzchak Barovin shenishpach hadam. No, it wasn't a proper hashove, because lemaise, after the shchite, the dam was spilled. And if the dam was spilled, so there's no ritzui on the korban. The korban, the ritzui is totally in the zrikas adam. There was no zrikas adam. So lemaise, we don't consider that the bailam got back his korban, because the way it, the lemaise, what had happened, there was nishpach adam, so he never had received the ritzui of the korban that he was mafrish. So therefore, it's not chozer kelon lebailam. Ma she'ein kein legabi the shaila of shchita ru'uya, b'shas the shchita was a good shchita, was a shchita that's roi to be matel. So it's considered a shchita ru'uya, but it's not considered chozer keren lebailam. Ki os, that's the teretz of Rab Yitzchak bar Ovin. Ki oso rovin omar Rab Yochanan, v'shoichet t'mimim bifnim, shaloi l'shem bailam. It is a similar teretz. It's speaking about that the korban was geshochten in the Beis HaMikdash. So again, it's a shchita ru'uya. But you have a problem, it's chozer keren lebailam. Was geshochten shalei l'shem habailam. So they weren't yoitze their choiv. They have to bring now another korban. So that's not called that the bailam got paid back. They didn't get paid back. They have to now be mafrish another korban. But it's a shchita ru'uya because the korban was geshochten in the Beis HaMikdash, and the shchita is mater, it's roi l'achila. There was a shchita, there was a zrike, it became roi l'achila. Reish Lakish Omar, and Reish Lakish said, a third mahalach, B'shoichet Balei Mumin Bachutz. It is speaking about that he had stolen a Balmum, and let us just mention how Rashi learns Pshat. It is speaking about he had stolen a Balmum, that Kodma Mumum Lehekdeshon, that means Reuven had a Balmum, a Bema Balmum. He decided to be Magdish it. Now the Hegdish is Hegdish Bedek Habayis. It's not a Hegdish, it's not a Kedushas Haguf, it can't be a Kolben, it's a Balmum. So is Magdish this Balmum LeBedek Habayis. Now, a Balmum that belongs to Bedek Habayis is Roy Lifdoish. You could be paided. So Memele, even though it was Geshochten, even though it was geshochten, he shechted it bachutz. You had a behemah of hegdish bedek habayis, which is also bachila. It's hegdish bedek habayis. He shechted it bachutz, and basheru sham. It's not roi lachila, but you could be paid it. Kotshi bedek habayis is a din pidyon, so he could be paid it after the shchita. Could be paid it after the shchita. So it is considered a shchita ru'uya. These were the three terutzim to fa'emfer pshat and Rab Shimon. He says, Rab Shimon said a person shechted a behemoth kotshim, and he's chayiv dalet vahey for the shchita. And we had a problem, it's a shchita she'eino ru'uya, which Rab Shimon holds doesn't have a shame shchita. It's a shchita that is not matter b'achila. So Rav Ovin said a teretz was shechted in the Beis HaMikdosh and was nishpach adam, so it's not chosra ken l'baylam, but the shchita was matter b'achila. Ravin said it is speaking about that it was geshochten sh'loy l'shem baylam. It's muta ba'achila, but it's not called choser ken labaylam. And Reish Lakish said, we're not speaking about a kolben, we're speaking about kotshe bedek habayis, that after the shchita, it's still a bar pidyon, and the pidyon will be matarit. It can be paid the kotshe bedek habayis. So it's called a shchita ruya. Toi bo rabbelozo l'rab yoichanim. Now, Toi bo Rabbi Lozal Rabbi Yochanan, Toi is a lotion of smelling, sniffing. He says, Rabbi Lozal did not like this teretz of Rabbi Yochanan, from Reish Lakish. He said, Shchita ma teretz, we need a shchita ru'uya. Reb Shimon holds, a shchita that is not matter is not called a shchita. So he said, so what's all your terutzim lach? He said, he shechted it in the Beis HaMikdash. The first terutz was geshocht in the Beis HaMikdash, nishpach adam, or shalei l'shem baylam. Let me ask you, after the shchita, is it roi l'achila? No. You have to be zorik the dam. So how could you call this a shchita ruya? The shchita wasn't matter. So the lady was Eirik the Dam, but this is not called a Shchita Ruya. Shchita Materes, Baloi Zrika Materes. The Zrika will be Materet Bachile. In Kozman, there's no Zrika, there's no Shchita that is Mater. There's no Shchita that is Mater. So according to Rab Shimon, you can't be Chayiv Dalet Vehei. According to Rab Shimon, you need a Shchita that is matter b'achila, and the shchita is not matter b'achila. Later, he made a shchita, but b'shah shchita, you need a shchita ruya. B'shah shchita, it's not a shchita ruya. That's the problem, according to Rabbi Yochanan's teretz. Ula Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, we're talking about kotshi bedek habayis. So what was the eitze? Kotshi bedek habayis, he shechted it. It's also b'achila, it's kotshi bedek habayis, but it could be paid it. Fine. zur Schieter Materes, voloi Pnia Materes. It's not Mutter yet. When you'll be paid, it'll become Mutter. But Rabbi Lozor asked, on these Terutzim, this is not considered a Schieter Ruya. The Schieter wasn't Mater anything. This was Rabbi Lozor's Kasha. Let us see Rashi. Toi loshin meiriach bekankan, he sniffed in the barrel. K'may toi leya kankane. K'loim adaik la rabbeloza porich le rovin alibe de rabbi yoichenim. Rovin was the teretz that it was geshochten shaloi l'shem bailim. Now why Rashi says this, we'll wait till we see Tosfos. V'chishchitose materes v'loi zrike materes. Ubishas tviche shchite shein ruye. It's a shchite that's not matter. See, not chayiv and balad vehei. According to Rav Shimon, in order to have a shame shchite ruye, the shchite has to be matter b'achil. Zokte Gemara, ishtemitzei hoda omar Rav Shimon. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lozo asked this kasha, he was unaware of a member of Rav Shimon. If he would know this member of Rav Shimon, he wouldn't ask such a kasha. The Omer Rav Shimon kol ha'oimed lizroik kezorik domi. If b'shash shchita it's oimed lizroik, so just like it was zoruk, v'chol ha'oimed livdois kepodoy domi. So fine, so memela, so it's no problem. We'll try a little later to explain what this means, but let's just go a little further. So the Gemara says, now how do we know this? Kol ha'oimed lizrei kizorek domei disanye. Rab Shimon oimer, yesh noiser shumetamei tumas oichlen, v'yesh noiser she'enei metamei tumas oichlen. Now, let us say a shtikalak domet so we'll know what we're speaking about over here. Rab Shimon has a very interesting shita in Hilchis Tumas Oichlam. The Pasuk says, Kol ha'oichel asher yei ochel. Every oichel that can be eaten. What is pshat in this? So Rab Shimon says, the Pasuk is telling us, only an oichel that the Baal Ha'oichel could give to someone else to eat. In other words, an Oichel that's Mutter Bahano, and I could be Mahane, someone else, with this Oichel has a Teiris Oichel, and it's Mekabel Tume. An Oichel that is also Bahano, I can't give it to someone to eat. I can't give it to a Goy to eat. So that Oichel is not Mekabel Tume. That's Hagdome number one. So according to this, let us just think out loud for 1 minute. So what's the din? Is noisar mekabel tume? So lechay noisar is not mekabel tume. Noisar is also bano. So lechay noisar should not be mekabel tume because it's also bano. So now Rab Shimon said as follows. Rab Shimon oimer. Yesh noiso shumetame tumes oichlam. There is a noiso that's mekabel tume, it's metame tumes oichlam. V'yesh noiso she'ene metame tumes oichlam. And there's a noiso that's not metame tumes oichlam. Keitzat. Now, when is it metame, when is it not metame? Lon lifnei zrike. If it became noiso before zrike, Einai metames tumes oichlem. It's not metame tumes oichlem because it never got a heter with zrike. Gets a heter achila, becomes mutabano. So if it became noisa before one made zrike, so it's not metame tumes oichlem. La'acher zrike. But what is, if it became noisa after zrike, metame tumas oichlam. So far, Rab Shimon isn't saying such a big chiddush. Rab Shimon is saying as follows. that we need, that it should have had a shas ha-koisha of Kabbalah's tumma. That means, if there was a zman, that it was muta bano, so then it's mekabel tumma. Even the lady becomes also bano, but the din Kabbalah's tumma remains. If it never was muta bano, so then, it's not mekabel tumma. So, Rab Shimon said so far, so if you made zrike, and then it became noiso, so it is mekabel tumma. Because after the Zrike became Mutabahano, the Zrike is Matare. If it became Noiso, and you had not made Zrike, so then it's not Mekabel Tumme, because it never was Mutabahano. But the Gemara says a little further, Vikaimalon, we don't take the words of Rab Shimon literally. Vikaimalon, we know Pshat in Rab Shimon, my Lifnei Zrike, it became noiso before Zrike. It doesn't mean it became noiso before Zrike. Koidem shenire lezrike. It became noiso before there was a possibility to make Zrike. Just jumped the gun. That means that when he shechted it, it was right before the Shkia. Mamish, he shechted it right before the Shkia. And after the Shkia, you can't make Zrike. The dam is nifsal b'shkiya sachame. So he shechted it right before the shkiya, so it was never roi lezrike. And then it became noisa. That noisa is not mekabel tumme, because it's also bano. What's the taich? La'acher zrike, not that he made b'poyel zrike. La'acher zrike, la'acher shenire lezrike. That means as follows. He shechted it 5 minutes before the Shkia. Shechted it 5 minutes before the Shkia. In these 5 minutes, he could have made Zrika. He didn't make Zrika. Akash Efa Maise, he didn't make Zrika. Lamaise Bapoyel, it's also Bano. He didn't make Zrika, it's also Bano. But since it was Royal Zrika, so we say, Kola Oimed Lizraike Zorok Domi, so if it's like Zorotomi, it's Keilu Zrika was made. Keilu, it's Mutabano. Keilu, it's Mutabano. Because it was Roy to make Zrika. Now the Gemara is going to explain. My Lifne Zrika, if it became nicer before Zrika, Koidim Shenirele Zrika. That means before there was a Zman that was Roy Lezrika, there never was a man that was royal as Rike. So this Naisa never had a Shasa Kaisha, never was Mutabano. La'acha Zrike, la'acha Shenire Lezrike. After became, there was a man that it was royal as Rike. So then, it's Mekabotum. Now the Gemara explains. Kaidem Shenire Lezrike Lom. Maihi. What does that mean before was royal as Rike? There wasn't any time to make zrike. Now how did this happen? The shochtei samoch l'shkiya sachama. He shechted it right before the shkiya, so it was never roi l'zrike, so memel never had a shas akoisha of being called mutabano, never fell into the category of oichel asher yeyochel. So therefore it's not metame tumis oichlum. La'acher shenire lezrike lon, but if it was nire lezrike, that means he shechted it 5 minutes before shkiya sachama, that it was roi lezrike, dave shehus bayoim lemizrike, there was time to make the zrike, metame tumis oichlum. So kan shoyel aben Rab Shimon, you need, it has to be muta bano, but it never became muta bano. Alma kol ha'oimed lizroik ke zorok domi. Since it's oimed lizroik ke zorok domi. Now, before we go further, I'd like to mention a Raman, the Shita Mekabetzes, and let us clarify something. We have words in the Gemara which are very misleading, and that's what the Rama wants to come and tell us. Ha de kama Rab Shimon, kol ha'oimed lizroi kizorik domi. Lav lemeimar. Don't think for one second. Da af al gav de loy nizra ka adam v'loy nifte muta b'achila. Don't think for one second. It's aimed lizraik. So it's muta b'achila. It's aimed livdais. So it's like it's body. No. But we like tefillin, we said, ki ilu ki yamtia. Let's hope for the best. But al kolponim, that what Rab Shimon says, kol oimed lizraik, ki zorek domi, he never meant for one second that it's muta b'achila. Chas v'sholem. If you didn't make zrik, it's also b'anoh. If you didn't make pidyin, it's also b'anoh. Elo de dainin bohu, ki din dovo horoi l'achila. It has a din of something that's roi l'achila. It has a din of a oichel shate yochel l'achila l'acherim. It has a din of yochel l'achila. Sherei ho yoroi lizraik alev doisoi. That means, in order to be called a shchita ruuya, you don't need that bepoil the shchita is matter. In order to be called Oichel Asher Yeyochel, you don't need that bepoil. You should be capable to be machlet. If you would need that, we'd be in hot water. This lamdis of Oimed Lizraik, of Oimed Liftois, gives it a din of Roy Lachil. It's a din of Roy Lachil. Since it's Oimed Lizraik, in its royal Israel, say, is a din of royal achila. So that what Rab Shimon said, you need a shchita ruuya, a din roy is also enough. That what Rab Shimon said, you need a oichel ashayochel, that you have a din that it's royal ayochel, it's also enough. But bepoil, forget about it. It's not royal achila, it's not royal ayochel. But these are dinim. It doesn't have a same shchita if it's not roi l'yochel. It is a din roi l'yochel to give it a same shchita. It is a din roi l'hachel to give it a din of Kabbalah's tumah. That is pshat in our Gemara. So memele. So Rabbi Lozo. Let's go back to Rabbi Lozo's kashi. It was toibo. Rabbi Lozo, he started sniffing. You made shchita, but there wasn't any zrika yet. It's not a shchita haroyel achila. So the Gemara says, listen, it was roi lizraik. It was roi lizraik. So according to Rab Shimon, a din roi lachila is also sufficient, just like the same Rab Shimon says, but you need roi lahachil in order for the mekabel tumah. Rab Shimon bekvayde ba'atmi said, a din roi lahachil is also enough, so a din roi lahachil makes it a shchita ruya. That is the sugya. Now let us see Rashi. It's the mitzvah la'abalozo hoda Rab Shimon kolo'imed. Kolo'imed liftois. The same thing on the Yikimte of Reish Lakish, that Reish Lakish said it's speaking about shochat balimumim b'chutz. V'cholayim liftois u'balimumim kiptuyim domi. It's a din ki'ilu you was podi. Hoyl v'sayfun l'kach. It's aimed to be nifte. U'balimumim me'ikor anaskinam. So Rashi says, and I need it to be Roy Livdois. So Rashi says we're speaking about Balimum and Meikore, that it was before the Hegdish, it was a Balmum. The Ibisha called him Hegdish and his Mum, and if it's speaking about that first he was Magdish the Behemoth. And then it got a Mum. So Rashi says, Sulech Tilapidya Mishanishchitu.
If it would be speaking about Kodam Agdeshan as Mumon, Sulechosi Lepidyan Mishanishchitu, the Shamine Leila Rab Shimon ben Loki Shalibed Rab Shimon, Bishmaita Basraisa de Meseches Tmure, Kochim Mizbeyach Bechlal Hamode Vaharoche, Mishanishchito Eino Yechoilo Lamoid, Avul Babalmum Meikoroi Moide. Now, we heard about this Indian, and by fine Bova Dalev Taisus brings it down. But let us just explain what Rashi is saying now. Rashi is saying that by Kodam Hegdeshon Lamumon, קודם הקדשון למומן, the din is, it was first a kolb, and then it got a mum. So you need, bishas pidyon, hamodah v'aroche. That means the behemoth is to be able to stand on its own two feet, and then you are marich, you evaluate the behemoth. Need hamodah v'aroche. Now, if he shechted, we had a problem over here. We had, he shechted, Reish Lakish said, he shechted the behemoth. So Rabbi Lozor asked Akashem, no, before, Rabbi Lozor asked Akashem that when he shechted it, it wasn't Roy Lachila. He shechted a behemoth, it wasn't Roy Lachila. So the Gemara answered, but it's Aymed Lifte, she could still be pointed. So call Aymed Lifte, skip all the time. Fine. So Rashi had a problem, it's not Aymed Lifte. A Kolben that was, that became a Balmum and was Geshochten, this Kolben, you can't be pointed anymore. Because after the Shchita, you have to put it on its two legs and you have to evaluate it. After the Shechita, the behemoth is not in the matzav to stand on its own two legs anymore. So you can't be poisoned anymore. So it's not Roy Livdois. So what's Pshat the Gemara's Teretz? So there, what's Pshat the Gemara's Teretz? It's Roy Livdois, you can be poisoned. No, I mean Livdois, you can't be poisoned. So Rashi says, that's why it's, I said, speaking about Kodmon Mumon like Deisham, it wasn't a Kedushas Mizbeach that became a Balmum. Dushes misbech that became a balmum in Irhamoda Baroche, so it's bitter, it's not a midlifter. We're speaking about Kodan Mumon Lehegdeshon. Kodan Mumon Lehegdeshon. Kodam Mumon Lehegdeshon is Kedushas Bedekabayis. You don't need Hamoda Baroche. So after it's geshochten, it can still be poided. So then it's about, then you can say it's oimid livdois. That's what Rashi says. Mishmina leil, Rabshima lokish livdois, Rabshima bishmaita baschais, mesechis tmur, ekoche mizbeach, bechlal amoda baroche, mishinishchot ein yechoy lo lamoy. Avu babalmum meikore, moide, you do not need amoda baroche. The Gemara said, where do we see that Rab Shimon holds? Where do we see that Rab Shimon holds this lomdis of kol ha'imed lizrek is orikdomi? There's a member of Rab Shimon, yesh noiso shemetamen. So Rashi explains. Rab Shimon isuriya no'imetamen tumas oichle. Suri Anoa not metame tumas oichle, the dorish mikol ha'oichel asher yeyochel. He makes a drash. Oichel shate yochel lehachi loy lacherim. Oichel that you're capable of being machalit to others, but oile goi, oile yisroel, kori oichel, perkama de bchoyres. Bim hoi solo shas heter Anoa, if it once had a heter Anoa, so then after Shechita becomes an Oichel, and there was already once Roy Lahachel, so then it could say to be Mekabel Tume, even though it became Nessa, but no, afterwards it's still Mekabel Tume. That is Rav Shimon. Now, Lon Lifnei Zrike. What is if it became noiser before Zrike? So Rashi says, Kochim anifsolim liyes noiser belayla achas. Talking about kochim that become noiser after one night. Kigoin toido, bekoche kodoshim. I will not go into this, but the Rishash is moira, why Rashi had to speak about tafke such kochim. But let's not go into this. Kotchim an Ipsalim li is noisa belaila achas. Kotchim that become noisa after one night. Kegain toido, which is kotchim kalim. Vekotche kodoshim kulon. Im loy nizrak domon, if there was no zrike. Veloy nita bachile, emetame tumesoichle. That's called the lon, it became noisa lifne zrike. V'kaim olon beperik ha-menoches v'anesochim, da-hai lifne zrike, koidem shenire lezrike, comma. Lifne zrike does not mean that it became noisa before you made zrike. It means it became noisa before it was roili zrike. Lehavale shehus bayoim, the laboy medlizrik bayoim habe, the lekalamemek is orik domi leshavya uchlo. Lon la acheshenire lezrike, but what if it became noiso? After it was roi lezrike, that bishus bayoim, that there was time bayoim, to make zrike, uchlohu. Alme kizoruk domi. So we see there's a concept of kol oimed lizroik kizoruk domi. Now let us see Taisvis. Reish Lakish omar. Reish Lakish said we had a problem. It's a shchita she'eino ruuya. Reish Lakish said, it is speaking about that shochat sheichet balamumim bachutz. So Taisvis wants to clarify one inyan. We had a problem before. We did not know pshat in Rab Shimon. We did not know pshat in Rab Shimon that Rab Shimon differentiates between kochim. Shechaye bach yusam, kochim sheini chaye bach yusam. Because of that, the Gemara said Rav Shimon is not speaking about the case of Gonav Vehigdish. Rav Shimon is speaking about a case of Gonav kochim mibeis palayim. That was the akimta of the Gemara. And then the Gemara says, but the problem, it's a shchita sheini ruhi, and then we had the terutza. So Taisvis says, I got news for you, Reish Lakish loikoi asug yedidon. Reish Lakish does not have to learn that Rav Shimon is speaking about going of kochim ibeis baleyim. Till the day, loitzach lemaimed Rav Shimon koi amilsa achiti. Rav Shimon is speaking about a different case, not on the previous bove of Gona vehigdish, alofi dvorov, the muki mas nisen lael, Shegdishoi Bailem Biyad Ganev Mukilo Bishoichet Bali Mumin Bukhutz. According to Reish Lakish, we had before that Reish Lakish Lim Pshat, that this goes like the Tznuyim, and the Bailem were Magdishit. So now the Shaila is, it's a Koven of the Bailem, and now we Shechted it. And if the Bailam Achayev Bachayev, so it's a Lover Gem Lamomen Kemomen Dami, so it's considered he shechted now Momen Shal Bailam, and the problem is, it's a Shchidish Einaru, yes, we have the Teretz of Shechet Balei Mumin Bachutz. B'Shechet Balei Mumin Bachutz. Perish Bekuntres. The bebalei mumin meikora askino. We're speaking about balei mumin meikora. That means, because the Gemara says it's speaking about oimed libdois. So Rashi says it's only oimed libdois if it was a bal mum before the hegdish. The ibishakoda magdeisham lemumam. Su leichazi lepidyim mishay nishchatu. So it's not Chazi Lepidyan, the Shemini Leila Reish Lakish. Alibi, the Rab Shimon Bishmaita Basraisa, the Tmurim, So Rashi says, because Rish Lakish himself holds the leave of the Rav Shimon the Kotchim is Beyach, have a Bechlal, Hamode Vaharoche, Umisha Nishra Tain Yechayla Lamoit, Babalmum Mikori Moide. This was Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam Eforish, Rabbeinu Tam is Chaylik on Rashi, and he says the Bishas Pilchus, Ba'oidon Yechaylim Lamoit, B'nei Hamode Varochaninu Kedemrinit Vekbeis Dechulun, we hear this on Tosfos Amud Aleph. Rabbeinu Tam says, that it's Shaykh Hamode Varoche after Shchita, Bishas Pilchus. So Mamela could be speaking about Egdeshon Koidam Lamumon, and it's still after Shchita, it's Roy Lamode Varoche Bishas Pilchus. Umi Loisam Amaposhim the Bishchita Gemura in Moyel Pilchus. Places before the Medalef brought down the Rashitas that hold, there is a din shochut, Pirchus will not make it, not give it a din chai, Meshe Pirashti Lael, so ich look me, Bebamu Meikori, Kemeshe Perish, Bekundaris. Okay. Now let us see the next thesis. Now, the next Taisvis, we really have to know a sugya in Chulin to appreciate the Taisvis. I'll try my best to explain the Taisvis, but Taisvis had a lot of problems. We have Meirah de Kolomda Shezachen in this Taisvis. Vahaloi Zrika Materes. Vahaloi Zrika Materes. Rav Elazar asked Akasha, he doesn't understand Rav Yechanan's Teretz. Rav Yechanan says it's speaking about that Shochat Tmimim Bifnim. So, and that makes it a Shchita Ruya. So Rav Elazar said, I don't understand. The Shchita is in matter, the Zrika is matter. So Taisvah says, Laman de Mukilok Shenishpach Adam Porich. This question of Rabbi Elazar is only according to Rav Ovin. Rav Ovin said it's speaking about Nishpach Adam. So Lamaise, it never became Mutter Bachile because he shechted it. Then the dam was built, so it never became Mutter Bachila. So Rabbi Elazar is Takasha, so it's not a Shchita Ruya. The Shchita wasn't matter. That was the Kasha. But the Kasha is only according to Rav Ovin. The Laman da Oma, Shaloi L'Shem Baleyem, but according to Ravin's Mahalach, that it is speaking about that it was geshochten, shaloi l'shem baleim, and there was a zrike, is kiven the nishchat, the nizrak, the hechsher, it was geshochten, and it was nizrak 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, shchita ruya, so that's called a shchita ruya. The Shchita Ru'uya means a Shchita that was matter. So Taisus is telling us, Rabbi Elazar never held there's a problem of delayed action. Rabbi Elazar never held of such a thing. He shechted it, it's not mutter yet, you need Zrika. Good! He made Zrika half an hour later. There was the Shchita matter, is it mutter to eat? Not yet. It became mutter in a half an hour. So became, but that's called the Shchita Ruya. The Shchita was matter. You needed, it took time for it to be matter. You needed Zrika. That's called the Shchita Ruya. You don't, the Gemara said, along this Kolayim, it already was a Zrika. So Tosfos said, according to Ravin, that Ravin said we made a kosher zrika half an hour later, there's no kasher whatsoever. Rabbi Elazar doesn't have a kasher, and you don't need a peretz of a lomdus kolam mizrizik yizorek tomi. They made a zrika finished. And after the zrika, the shchita was matter. That is called a shchita, that was matter. So it's matter a half an hour later. There was delayed action. So what? There's no problem whatsoever. The whole kasha of the Gemara was, according to Rav Ovin said it's speaking about Nishbach Adam. Like the Gemara, Rabbi said the Shechita was never matter. The dam was never Nisrak. The dam was spilled out. Oh, this was a good kasha. And the Shechita was never matter. And that the Gemara they say, yeah, but Bishah Shechita was Oymed Lizroik. So he had a din of Roy Lachila Bishah Shechita. Of Oymed. So the Lomdus in the Kasha is only according to Rav Ovin. That's I have a Kasha, and I have to say a Lomdus. According to Rovin, there's no Kasha whatsoever. Now, we just have to hold Cheshbon. We won't say Pshat yet. Rashi said, claw not like that. Rashi said the kasha was according to Rovin. So we have to put this on hold by Rashi said the kasha is according to Rovin, but let's forget about that. We'll come back soon to that. Okay. Va'avagat. Now, so Tosfos said, now that means like this. L'chayre, one could say, Tosfos said a breitish diktayre, that shchita ruuya means a shchita that eventually is matter. Who told you that? Maybe shchita ruuya means that with the shchita becomes mutter. I made shchita and 5 hours later it becomes mutter. So it's called a shchita ruuya. Maybe not. Maybe take we learn pshat that shchita ruuya means it has to be matter right away. And if that is pshat, so then the kasha is filled according to Rovin also. Then the kasha is filled according to Rovin. He didn't make the zrika yet. So there was a shchita, and after the shchita wasn't roi lachila. So could be that pshat. And that is really pshat in Rashi. Rashi wants to say the kasha is according to Rovin also. In Pshat, the Gemara's kasha is, the Gemara held, if the Shechita is not matter immediately, that's called the Shechita She'ein Aruya. The Aval Gav. So Tosfos says, really there's a Mandayoma in Chulon that says like this. The Aval Gav, the Beperik, Oysoi, the Esbenoi, Boy le meima de chol shchitas kochim shchita she'eino ru'uyohi. Every shchitas kochim is a shchita she'eino ru'uyo. Now, in order to appreciate what Tosfos is saying, let us just go down to Tosfos Koloi Midlizrik Yizorek Domi, and we'll go to the second line of this Tosfos, and this is the Mandayoma that Tosfos is speaking about, and now we'll try to understand what Tosfos is saying. Now let me give a little Agdoma, then to understand Tosfos, to understand the Gemara Chumash. There's an issa of oisoi ve'es benoi. Ve'sishchato, there's an issa shchita, one is not permitted to shecht the mother and the child the same day. That's an issa oisoi ve'es benoi. There's a din in the Gemara if this applies by kochim. By kochim, there's also a din of oisoi ve'es benoi. There's a shaila there. Now let's talk, now there's a Mishnah in Chulin that says as follows. Mishnah says that a person took a mother Mukdoshim. There were two Kabbonis, a mother and a child. Both were Kabbonis. He brings them both in the Beis HaMikdosh. He shechted the mother, Gevaldik, no problem whatsoever. Not to shecht the mother. Right. He shechted the son afterwards. So the Gemara, a whole, you know, the Tutsuch with the son, two halachas. Number one, he's going to get Malkus. Because he shechted, he shechted the son, after the same day, he shechted the mother. Seifi gets a boy. Number one. Number two, the Gemara says, this korban is possible. Why is the korban possible? Because it's a mechusel zman. That means, after the minute he shechted the mother, the behemah cannot be geshochten today. It's oisiv as benoi. Today is not as man shechita for the child. You shecht a korban before the zman shechita, it's a possible korban. Staten the Mishnah, that's what the Mishnah says. Mukdashim, you had two behemoths, a mother and a child. Both were kabbonis. He shechted the mother, gibbaldik. He shechted the child. Saif, he gets a boy. He gets malkis. And it's pasal akob, it's mechusas ma. That's what the Gemara says. Now let's jump down to Tosfos. Omar Rabbi Yeshaya, let's go to this Tosfos column at Lizrik Zorg. I mean, this is what Tosfos is talking about. Omar Rabbi Yeshaya, Kulo Masnisen Veloike Rab Shimon. Our Mishnah is not like Rab Shimon. Who's Rab Shimon? Rab Shimon holds you need a Shchita Ruya. In order to be called a Shchita, you have to be a Shchita Ruya. He goes through the whole Mishnah. At kochim bifnim, he goes into this he shechted both bifnim. Mitday, now listen what Rabbi Shai had to say. Shamina leila Rab Shimon da'omar shchite shein ruuye loishmo shchite. Rab Shimon old shchite shein ruuye is not called a shchite. Kochim nami shchite shein ruuye he, the mother. The mother, when he shechted the mother, that's not called a shchita ruya, because when he shechted the mother, you couldn't eat. When he shechted the mother, you couldn't eat the mother, you need zrike. So the shchita of the mother is a shchita sheine ruya. The chol kamo de loizorak dom, loy mishteri boso. So the mother shchita of the mother is not matter the mother. So it's not called I shechted the mother, because according to Rab Shimon, the translation of shchite is slaughtering that is matter. I shechted the mother and she's not, you know, I'm not allowed to eat the mother. So you know that's called I killed the mother, not I shechted the mother. The mother wasn't geshochten. Zot Rabbi Shaye, is shiny, so the child, am I safe against a boy in the apostle? So why, when you shech the child, you get malchus? This is not oisev as benoi. I didn't shech the mother. I killed the mother. So memeila, if you killed the mother, there's no oisev as benoi. Because the shechita was not mati, nidrike. So memela, so why is Soifi get a boy? Why do you get Malkus when you shech the son? Number one. And number two, apostle. Why is it apostle? The whole reason it's apostle, because it's a mechusas man, it's not oimid lishchait, and shuldig it is oimid lishchait. Because I didn't shech the mother. Kloima, the chashvine lei lekamo keilu kotle, I consider keilu I killed the mother. Bahavalei sheni kosher gomo. So the sheni is a kosher gomo. That is pshat. That is pshat in Rabbi Shaya. That is pshat in Rabbi Shaya. So we see this ayid in חולן, מסכתס חולן רבי שעיה, who held that if the שחיטה is not matter right away, that's not called a שחיטה רוי. I was שצר רבי שעיה that said it. So ממילא, סייבזוי, so I could learn that this is פשט in the Gemara's קשה. Rabbi Loza asked the Kash. Rabbi Loza was from Rabbi Shaya's Hasidim. And Rabbi Loza asked, why is it called a Shechita Ruya? Every Shechita Kachim is not a Shechita Ruya. Yishech, not Mutabachila. So if it's not a spontaneous Heta, it's not an immediate Heta, so that's not called a Shechita Ruya. Rabbi Shaya held like that. If that would be Pshat and Rabbi Loza, so then the kasha is not only by nishpach adam. The kasha is according to Rovin also. Rovin said it's speaking about that he made this rike and it was shachte shalei l'shem bailem. That's also shver, but it's not a shechita ruya. If Rabbi Loza holds like Rabbi Shaya. So, and that's what we mentioned, Rashi take held like that. Rabbi Loza held like Rabbi Shaya. That's Rashi l'mshan de gemoris. Rashi the kasha is still according to Rovin, not only according to Rabbo. Now let's just see what Zrak laid, it's called the Shechita Ruya. The Toysvis va'av al-gav de beperik oisoi ve'ez benoi. Boi le'meim, and this is Rabbi Shaya, the chol Shechita skotshim Shechita Shechita Ruya. So me'mele, maybe that's Pshat and Rabbi Lozo. Why do you have to say he's only asking according to Rabbi Ovin? Lo'ikayme maskona hochi. The such a man the Yomer, Rabbi Shai Taka held like that. But the Maskon is a sugi, the Gemara is chayzer from that. And the Gemara holds that if it eventually is matter, that's also called a Shechita Ruya. Ela b'maskon mashme heiche de nizra kadam libesoi Shechita Ruya hi. Ava pi shaloi hoya oimed lizroik. And the Gemara vaystois a bigger chidish. That a filler wasn't oimed lizroik. That when he shechted it, the chances were, I'll give you a questionnaire, will the dan be nizrak mistominat? Af al pike, if he shechted it, it's called a shechita ruya. You don't have oimed lizroik. And you made a zrika later, it's called a shechita ruya. Keep going. The boy say vez benoi, the havi mechusas man, lemrine le rab shimin ke zorg to, yeah, the loy, emrine rab shimin ke zorg domi, ela bamokim shimit velidra, ke domi peke manochas vanesoche, bish loy me pore, medes liv doisa, perish, di motza noimeno mitzvah liv doisa, lani menochas e mitzvah liv doisa, oba krisis pek osham toli, Om a bad yame the maram shimmy bitty diamond lizik. Bohis a gilsa bis for him. Elo maroba, ochi koma rabam nuna, malkis, oisibis, benoi noig, bekochim, him in the kolkamad, loi nizrak dam, loi mishteri bosso, bidna de koshochit, havasro sofik, the loishmei asro, the loi loki, mash melamando, mashmo asro, loki. Now, let me just say Bekitza, but Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying as follows. Taisvis has a Gilsa in the Gemara, and Taisvis is saying Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. According to Rav Shimon, talking about according to Rav Shimon, a person shechted the mother, and then later, a person shechted the son. So the Gemara says that according to Rav Shimon, you will not be like it. There it's speaking about. Okay, but you will not be loike als oisei ve'es benoi, according to Rav Shimon, because it's ascho sofik. What's ascho sofik? Maybe
you won't be zayrik the dam of the bnei. Now, between you and me, that we'll not speak about tonight, it's no mitzvah to be zayrik the dam. It's a mechusos man. You're not allowed to shecht it. There's no mitzvah to be zayrik the dam. The Gemara says you don't get malchus because maybe he won't be zayrik the dam. So that's chosov. So when he's shechting the son, I'm telling him, listen, if you shecht it, you'll get malchus. So he says, who says? Maybe I won't be zayrik the dam. Maybe it will be zayrik the dam. The Gemara is mashme, if I hold asro sofik shmei asro, he would get malchus and be zayrik the dam. So we have here a case that a person made a shechita. It's not, this is a mechusas man. The son is a mechusas man. You're not allowed to shecht it. And he shechted it. So he oimed lizrek yizicha, don't say. Because Taisus brings down Gemaras to hold in of oimed lizrek if there's a mitzvah to make zrike. By mechusas man, there's no mitzvah to make zrike whatsoever. It's a pasul akol. Afal pikein, the Gemara says, if you made zrike, if I hold asro sofik shmei asro, you would get malchus. So you see, even though, and that's the maskonos haGemara in Chulin Daf Pei Aleph, that even though b'shas shchite it was a shchite she'ein aruya, because there was no zrike, if eventually you make zrike, it has a din of a shchite aruya, not like Rabbi Shaye that was on the Peyam at base. Says, therefore, the whole Gemara's kasha over here was, Abelazar's kasha was by an Rabovin that's speaking about Nishpach Adam. By Nishpach Adam, then it's not a Midlizroik. Then you can't be Zayrik. So that was the never will be a Zrik. So that was Pshat in Rabelazar's kasha. But if eventually there is a zrike, it's zicha called a shchita ruya.